the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I was forced to relax over the weekend, and it was the opposite of chill. Can we talk about it Monday morning? It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I have a membership to a massage spot, and I just don't have time to go get massages every month. So I have accumulated so many massages and facials. Now, I thought, I'll just cancel my membership and then utilize all of these credits.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Nope, don't work like that.
They don't work like that, Anthony.
Even with the new click to cancel stuff?
No, automatic, no. No, even the click to cancel is a bit of a fraud. So here's the thing. I have to keep the membership, utilize all these credits, and I have like 12.
You have 12 massages?
Dude.
12 massages and facials.
Give them out on the air.
So you have...
I can't do it. I already asked. I can't. I have to do this, and I have to do it by the end of November so that I don't renew another membership.
Nice, dude.
In
you're
December.
Be doing all kind of like experimenting like relaxation methods. You're going to go spa. You're going to go cupping maybe.
The entire time that I was getting this massage for an hour and a half and getting a facial, all I kept thinking is, damn, how am I going to find time to come back and do this? It was not chill at all.
Can I use it?
Your last name is my last name. So maybe you could just go in and they won't notice you're a man.
Yeah, that's not going
to
work.
Yeah, being forced to relax is not relaxing.
Yeah, dude, being forced to relax is the worst thing ever. You ever go to the doctors and they have to like tell you, check your breathing? And it's like, breathe normal. At that point, I forget how to breathe.
Or when they tell you they're going to check your heart. I always get so nervous and I think, I bet my heart is racing right now because I can't relax.
This just triggered a memory. Okay, so we're in Houston, Texas, and we're doing this HIV awareness campaign. And just to be transparent, we all decided we're going to do some HIV tests.
Oh, there it is.
Live, smart, live, on the
radio. Live on the radio. So I do one, and then the woman tells me, hey, I need to talk to you in the back room.
What? Oh, no.
And I was like, what do you mean you need to talk to me in the back room?
Because she had already given me and a former co-host our results in front of everybody. And Otto's like, why are you taking me to the back?
So I go, and she tells me, hey, first of all, you need to relax. And I was like, oh, what do you mean I need to relax? You're about to tell me. And she was like, no, I just want to tell you, you need to be like more careful about your sex and who you decide to sleep with. And do all that. I was like, I literally said, you didn't have to do that. You didn't.
It's really hard to relax when you're being called a whore. That's tough.
You know how I felt? I was sleeping with him on the sneaks. I was the one that couldn't relax, okay? I was like, why are they taking him to the back?
Let's go ahead and start this one off with traveling back to the future. It is National Back to the Future Day. This is the day that Marty McFly and Doc went back in the future in the classic movie Back to the Future.
Where are we? When are we?
We're descending toward Hill Valley, California at 4:29 p.m. on Wednesday, October 21st, 2015.
2015? You mean we're in the future?
That sounds so old. Like, that's so long ago, right? Some of the things that they predicted in this movie came to pass. Some didn't.
Remember they had, like, that microwave that rehydrated your food and it, like,
the
got
pizza.
Bigger?
Yeah, pizza.
That low key? That might be an air fryer. Low key?
I mean,
low key.
Well, a little bit. Kind
they
of.
They definitely don't have the self-drying clothes.
No.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
Marty
he fell
had?
Yeah. And then, yeah.
I've never wanted to watch this movie until you reference self drying clothes. If I get self-drying clothes and self-folding clothes,
you don't need a wife.
Oh my God. I don't think I'll ever need a wife.
Let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Our listener's mother-in-law says that Halloween is the devil.
What?
And that over her dead body, will they dress her grandchildren up for this horrible, horrible holiday? They just moved back. Okay. Her and her husband had lived out of state. And so they hadn't had to deal with this.
Yeah, the craziness.
And look, you got to respect people's religion. I said that. Well, do you respect? She's like, Dana, I respect her, but she doesn't have any respect for me or my husband, her son, or our children.
The husband had to like give a little fair warning that this is coming. He's been dealing with this his whole life, right?
I'm like, it's not your job to stand up to.
Yeah, stand up to your mom.
You have your man.
As somebody who has a very, very Catholic mother who kind of thinks like that. She's not off the deep end like this, but she thinks a little bit like that. She wouldn't even let me watch scary movies growing up. That's part of the reason I don't like scary movies.
Because you're scared?
No, because my mom beat into my head that they were like bad for me.
Well, she let you dress up though, and nothing happened to you.
She would never, ever let us dress as certain things. That's why I could be a pirate. I could be a baseball player. I could be a football player.
She didn't know the history of pirates.
I was
going
to say,
she didn't know
pirates. She should have been
like, the worst thing
those guys
ever.
Are like riding around murdering and raping everyone, mom.
Yeah. I'm like, that's like the worst thing.
Kind of like the conquistador.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's a whole other topic. I just think that when it comes to Halloween, it's fun. I remember dressing up when I was little. And yeah, I didn't have the best costumes, but I had fun. And you go through the neighborhood and you're knocking on doors and you're getting candy. Remember going to the rich people's neighborhood? They always had the big candy
bars. Yeah,
that was
like the only fight that me and my mom had. It was never like a based on religion. It was just like, this costume's too expensive. We're not buying it.
Right, Anthony, so, yeah. Right? That was the
Dana,
thing.
Every line is ringing. Do you want to answer these phones?
Yeah, let's go to line two. Hi, who is this?
Yeah, this is Carl. I haven't talked to you guys in a while, but this is making me crazy, what you guys are talking about.
What's making you crazy,
Carl,
about it?
Hello.
Well, you're defending this creation of the devil-worshipping left, Halloween.
What?
This is a country of God, not Satan.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about children trick-or-treating, sir. We're not talking about...
No, you're talking about you got little girls walking down the street dressed up as strippers and prostitutes, and we're making that okay. And then even worse, you got little boys dressing up as little girls, and then now they're getting confused. They don't know if they're a boy or a girl.
What? Nobody's confused, Carl.
They're going around and they're asking for free handouts. We have enough free handouts in this country thanks to the liberals and the Mexicans.
Let's okay. Carl,
you are officially now crazy, Carl.
My neighbors got up decorations. I'm going over there tonight when the sun comes down. I'm ripping down all the decorations and I'm taking the Harris Wall sign off the front lawn while I'm at it.
Carl, I think we're not here to engage in any kind of debate about your personal beliefs. We're just talking about children going trick or treating, and most people listening dress their kids up. I dressed up when I was little. It doesn't mean that I'm a bad person.
See what happened to you? Look at you,
Carl.
Look what you do for a living. You're on the radio, and you're spouting all of this, the downfall of this country.
Okay. I want to thank you.
Hey,
for
thank you for listening,
and thank you for the call.
Come in here and work.
Carl, thank you.
Carl, all right. Ring camera's gone.
Carl's gone.
Hold on.
I already hung up on Carl.
Carl, happy Halloween, sir. Thank you for listening. And respect to the mother-in-law and Carl, and a lot of other people who feel the exact same way, that it's whatever, you know, it's bad, it's the devil, it is what it is. Here's what I have to say to our listener. Those are your children, not your mother-in-law's.
That's right.
As long as you're a good parent, you are allowed to raise them any way you see fit. And if your husband can't stand up to her, that's his problem.
Yeah. Mm.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How's our week going to go collectively together? Well, let's find out. Sir Marty's on the line. It's time for What's Your Sign, Marty?
What up, Marty?
Woo!
What's up?
All right. So
How are you guys?
We're good after the big fat moon last week.
Yes.
What about this week collectively as a whole? What are you seeing for all of us?
So I want to shout out to the cardinal signs. That is Capricorn, Cancer, Libra, and Aries.
Okay.
You guys are about to get a huge break in energy. This is a big, big deal, okay? This happens once in a lifetime, first and foremost.
Oh, my gosh.
But Pluto has been in Capricorn for the last 18 years, since 2008. And it's about to move into the sign of Aquarius. Capricorn myself, I know Anthony's a Capricorn.
Yes,
too.
Yes, yes.
We are about to get a huge break in our energy. There's going to be a lot of potential opened for us to manifest. The energy is about to pop off for those four signs. Now, what it means for the six signs, which is Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, and Scorpio, it means that you guys are about to get into your boss energy.
Ooh.
Things are getting serious. And so whatever you are planning to do, this transit is a long transit. So it's not going to be something that's going to come fast. It's a 20-year transit that is about to change your guys' lives for the better. Sometimes it will come with some struggle. That's something that I am, you know, going to be very upfront about.
But nothing worth anything is ever easy, Marty. Nothing worth anything is ever easy, you know, and sometimes good things take time.
I'm just taking from this because I'm a Leo. It's time to go to boss mode, okay?
There you go. Boom. Gotta have it, dude.
Yeah.
I gotta live with him
telling
me he's the boss.
I got the next 20 years of telling Dana I'm the boss.
I'm in boss mode.
It's in the stars.
And it really is about transformation. Pluto is the planet that goes deep, deep into the earth and really transforms from within. It's a very powerful planet, even though it's really little. And it's the furthest planet from us. That little planet creates such big transformation for us.
You know what's interesting? So, you talked about Pluto being a small planet. When I was little, I used to love Pluto. I used to be fascinated. I used to read about Pluto. And then they said, no, Pluto's not a planet. Now wait, now it's a planet again. And I'm like, I used to feel like I was Pluto because I'm small but mighty. I swear.
Thanks.
I swear.
Yes.
You identified with Pluto.
I identify as Pluto. Look, if you would like a reading, a one-on-one with Madi, follow her right now at Illest Divinity on Instagram. She has such amazing gems on social media, and you can connect with her more on a one-on-one. Thank you for that reading, Madi, for focusing on these signs and letting Automatic know he can boss me around for the next 20 years.
Best news I've heard ever.
Oh, God.
We love you. Talk to you next Monday, Mujer. Bye.
Love you guys so much. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What do Taylor Swift, Glorilla, Sexy Red, and Olivia Benson have in common? Let's discuss. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Amber Rose celebrating her birthday, Judge Judy, Doja Cat, and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
All right, so I feel like Taylor Swift is in her I don't give a f- era. And I really mean that. She just threw up a video of herself, her kitty cat, Olivia Benson, and music behind is my girl, Glorilla, my girl, Sexy Red, What You Know About Me.
S-E-X-Y-Y-R-E-D, play with me, I put a pothole in your seat. Girl.
And man, Sexy even brought the word fleek back.
Man, dude, Travis Kelce is turning that woman out. All right, she's no longer heartbroken. Right. She's fulfilled, right. And now she's on to other side quests. I can't wait till she starts talking like Glorilla music.
So weird.
I think she's from Tennessee, too.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, it's a match made.
And she might bring up a moose knuckle or two at the Eras concert. I just feel like she's reached this point in her career where she doesn't care what other people think about her, and it happens.
She's a billionaire off music. Why would she?
I guess you're right, DJ Automatic. But women, I know I am. I'm afraid of being judged. I fear that. Oh, my gosh, I can't.
Got judged into a billionaire.
That's right. And you know what? In this new era of feminist moose knuckles, you got to stand proud. You stand proud, Dana. You don't let these people on their societal views hold you down. Yeah, dude. Let that thing breathe.
Remember, Automatic, you said that. Don't be asking me later, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
You know what Taylor Swift should remake? She should remake the song Trillville Some Cut.
Oh.
That's a little back. That's not in her wheelhouse.
Yes, it is.
No.
Have you seen this video? She is thoroughly embracing this, and so is her kitty cat. I mean, Olivia Benson.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, McDonald's, you have some competition in the boo bucket department. Let's discuss in food news. Hottest hashtags on your Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios, and I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Okay, so Netflix added 5 million subscribers, and I know why. My mom was using our Netflix account for a minute, right, Automatic? She thought she was good, everything was fine and dandy.
My brother got kicked off too, Dan.
Well, my mom got kicked off.
Oh, Netflix ain't playing.
No, they're really kicking people off now.
No. She said, I'm not buying a subscription. I said, I don't blame you. And so I'm going to try to go back to West Texas where she lives, a little small town, and log back in and see if it'll let her watch a little bit longer.
Hey, do you know what? For the $500 you're going to spend on the flight, you could probably pay for a few years of Netflix.
Think about that. Automatic. It's the idea. It's the principle, sir. Food news DJ Automatic.
Dunkin' Donuts is coming for you, McDonald's. You know that McDonald's has the boo bucket.
Yeah.
Now Dunkin' has the munchkin bucket, and
what?
It's filled with delicious little donut holes.
Ooh, donut holes?
Yes, dude.
And they have the bucket too?
Yes.
Honey, baby, let's go. Those boo buckets are great for Halloween trick-or-treating. You give them to your kids, or you can be at home and you fill the candy. You candy FTK, in the boo bucket, dog. You give
that
it out to kids.
That bucket's for me, bro. I want that bucket, dog.
You want that munchkin bucket?
Yeah, bro. Donut holes? Yes, dog. Sign
I thought you were on your fitness, Anthony.
I'm going to fit that in my mouth. That's what I'm about to do. All those little donut holes.
It's
it's out the window, bro.
It don't matter right now.
Do you think right now between this time and January,
this is the time of year that I gain the most weight, yes.
It's over, hon. There's no dietary restrictions during the holidays. Nope. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go kick this one off with International Day of the Nacho.
Ooh.
Yeah. Love me some nachos.
Invented in Mexico by a man named Ignacio. They called him Nacho, and now they're worldwide, baby.
If there's ever been a day deserving of a day, this is the day. Because nachos are my go-to.
I think, like, you know how they say greatest thing since sliced bread? I think we should change it to, like, greatest thing since nachos.
And even bad nachos are good.
I swear, dog. Kind of like sex. All right. Let's go to, this is mainly for myself and DJ Automatic, also producer Chewy. It is International Clean Your Desktop Computer Off Day.
Oh.
Yeah, all right.
I like mine messy. Oh, that's the way my brain. If you want to know how my brain works, look at my desktop.
It doesn't. Automatic will ask me to do some work for him. Like, can you upload? Can you do? I can't look at his computer. I don't suffer from anxiety unless I look at Automatic's desktop.
It's a little chaotic, but it makes complete sense to me.
And this day has been a big day since the 80s. It is National Back to the Future Day.
Oh, remember this?
Where are we? When are we?
We're descending toward Hill Valley, California at 4:29 p.m. on Wednesday, October 21st, 2015.
2015? You mean we're in the future?
Now that just sounds like a long time ago, not the future. That's crazy. Yeah. Gosh, and what's working in that movie today that they predicted?
Well, let's talk about the things that work. The glasses work. The flying car kind of works. The hoverboard kind of works. We do have flat screen TVs.
We do have
Zoom and Skype and all that kind of stuff.
They were talking on the screen, right? Back and forth, yes?
The Nike Air Mags did come out.
Mm. Those are the Nike shoes that tie themselves.
They're only $38,000 now.
Oh, okay.
But they did predict the Cubs would win the World Series in 2015. And they lost.
Oh,
also,
man.
They didn't have the foresight to see the Boo Bucket.
Oh.
So shout out to the Boo Bucket, dog. Okay.
How important that was to a culture. People. Jeez.
You know what? Speaking of $38,000, some of them old Boo Buckets on eBay, they're going for $20,000.
Ooh, what?
With the toys inside of them.
What?
I'm not saying anyone's buying them. I'm saying that they're selling them for that on eBay.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Nursing homes gonna look real different in 15 to 20 years. You know, one of the biggest hip-hop artists in the world just got a residency in Vegas. Let's discuss. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
The legendary Judge Judy celebrating her birthday. We also have Doja Cat and Kim Kardashian celebrating birthday as well.
50 Cent residency. Planet Hollywood, the man is making $15 million a year.
Damn.
We're talking about generational change.
Imagine you hit the slots and you think it's you're winning, but it says 50 Cent dropping his quarters.
That's it. When we were at Peso Pluma's show, and Automatic, you remember this, and he brought 50 Cent out.
In Vegas.
He said, this is an artist that inspired me because it is a generational change. Used to, you'd go to, you know, Vegas to watch Cher, Celine Dion. Who's the Dunkashane dude?
Wayne Newton.
Yep. There you go.
Shout out to the Blue Man Group.
So now
they
we're going
to move way down the strip at this point.
Now you're going to see 50 Cent. You're going to see Usher. You're going to see who else could do a show there?
Oh,
like,
man.
Like,
I mean, you
wise.
Could Drake could have a residency.
Of course,
Kanye could have a residency.
Yes,
Jay-Z could have a residency.
Yeah, that's true. That's
all those
true.
People you named. Sound whack.
As a residency?
Yeah, dude. You want to be all sad listening to Drake music while you're in Vegas? You're going to call every single ex before you hit the casino floor, dog. Before you hit the casino
the
floor.
Endless drinks?
And what Jay-Z are we talking? Mary Jay-Z or Big Pimpin' Jay-Z?
Both.
I need to know. Oh!
You don't want 444 Jay-Z?
No, I don't want him telling about how
you don't
I need
want
to
responsible
improve.
Jay-Z?
I don't want to improve my financial portfolio, Jay, while I'm here in Vegas right now, dog.
I was thinking the same thing. That might be the most boring show. In fact, Jay-Z and Drake should do a show together.
Yo, where's Bruno Mars? I need somebody with a gambling problem and an addiction. You know what I'm saying?
Call us up. Who do you think could do a Vegas residency? But we're talking generational change. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You know, I was married before I was with DJ Automatic, the love of my life here. And my former mother-in-law hated me until I divorced her son. And then all of a sudden, she became a fan.
What?
Yeah. So, Anthony, I don't even know if I've told you this story. Automatic, I've mentioned it to you, but I haven't gone into
detail. I mean, I heard it, but I didn't know that she, like, I know you guys didn't get along, but I didn't think she loved you after.
I did not dislike her. She just didn't like the fact that her son wasn't at her beck and call anymore. Once he and I got married, she would call him every weekend to come do her yard, come clean up, do whatever around her house. And I never said a word. And you know I'm that person, Automatic. You can testify to the fact that if you
you're not that person. You would say something to me. What? Look how confused Anthony looks
First
over
of all,
there.
Let's just back this all the way up because now you got Automatic doing a bunch of yard work. That's like,
that's not going
to
happen.
I'm not on my own. I don't need you to tell me to do it.
Yeah.
We have a small yard for a reason. You wouldn't leave to go do anybody's yard. You barely want to do our yard.
Okay.
You know what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you, Automatic.
No, we're talking about this because the mother-in-law earlier earlier who was mad at our listener for just wanting to dress her kids up for Halloween. I could never be with somebody if I didn't get along with their parents. Automatic, I'm lucky. I love Mama-matic, and may he rest in peace, Papa-matic. They were always so good to me.
Dana, when you were with your ex, though, was the relationship between you and the mother-in-law part of the reason why you guys separated? Were you like, man, F
there were so many reasons, but yes, that was one of them. He's a good person. I'm not hating or anything. I'm just saying there were a lot of reasons. But the moment we separated, she started reaching out. Oh my gosh, this and that. Oh my gosh. And I heard she compares me to my ex's wife now.
His current wife probably hates you. I just thought of that.
I'm sure she does.
I've had a little bit of a flip side encounter to where I was such a fan of the father-in-law that I stayed with the woman for another 2 months just so I could
be around her dad.
Just to hang out with
just
the
homie. Just so I could go to his retirement party, dude.
Dude. My ex, I loved her dad. And then when we broke up, he got mad at me. But I was like, I felt like I lost a friend.
Yeah. No, I'll never forget, man.
You go to basketball games again.
Shout out to
the homie Ron. I was not missing that brisket, dude. I was clocked out of that relationship at least for 2 months.
Oh, is he a good cook?
Oh, he got down on his brisket. I left that party with a full platter and a nice thing of rolls. What was it, Hawaiian rolls? Oh, dude, it
sounds
makes up
like
for her cheating on me.
You were more satisfied with the dad than you were with the girl.
Yeah, I might hit that full up. I got to miss him.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.